104.3 The Breeze. My name is Simone, here with Leslie Bradford Scott, who is the CEO of Walton Wood Farm. Now, Leslie, I just want to start off by saying how much I love using your products.
Oh, great. Which is your favorite?
I like the Me Time products. So whether it's the lip balms or like even the hand rescue cream, those are probably my top two right now.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Now, Leslie, you're the founder of Walton Wood Farm. So tell us a little bit more about it.
When my husband and I found a derelict farm, my husband was very concerned about these historic barns that were falling down. They were built in the 1850s. Our farm was established in 1852. And he said, if we buy it, you have to think of a way to save those barns because it's not going to be from the agricultural money. So he's an experienced farmer, and he set off to restore the land. And I started making bath salts in my kitchen and going door to door selling them. But instead of targeting the scents of the product, I came up with these fun themes like The Week from Hell or Fix Almost Anything and Dear Mom. And I'd create these stories on the bottles to tell a story and make people smile. And that's how I started the company.
I love that. So what would you say was kind of the inspiration to launch this company outside of even just buying the farm?
Well, I was a single mom for most of my parenting. And as a single mom, I was constantly stressed out and I worked long, hard hours. And the one thing that saved me time and time again was a hot bath. And I thought, if I'm going to start a company, I want to make something that's useful, that you can gift, that you don't have to worry about the size or dust, but makes people smile. So useful and brings a bit of joy. And it saved me. Those long baths saved me. And I thought, well, maybe I can save a few people from, I don't know, strangling their kids every now and then.
It's so true. And I like the idea of the theme because you're so right. Even for gift giving, when you're like, okay, I have a mom friend. So what does the mom friend need? Maybe she needs some relaxing time in the bath, or you've got the students going back to school. So the themes are definitely great for gift ideas. With your mission of Harvest Happy, tell us the meaning behind that.
Well, again, it goes back to wanting to make a positive seed in the world. You know, there's so much negativity out there, and I just wanted to bring a little bit of joy. And since we're a farm, we're creating products, so we're harvesting, and we want to harvest happy.
And how do you come up with some of the ideas for new products? Now, you mentioned the bath salts and that time in your tub, but what are some other ways that you kind of get those ideas?
Well, I think about what do people need again and again. And for example, we make over 16 wonderful hand rescues, and we create themes around seasons and reasons. So coming up in holiday, like right now we have Hello Pumpkin, we have Comfort and Joy, Sweater Weather, Sugar Cookie. So going into the holiday season, we sort of thematically address all the ways you can gift. And for girlfriend gifts, we have like Birthday Girl, we have Dear Mom, and the tag for that is For the Hands That Raised Me. So I think about what is it you want to gift and how can it be useful and just bring a little bit of, like I said, lightness to the world.
And for you, you mentioned quite a few products you've got. What are some of your products that you love the most?
I love our hand rescues. They're shea butter, cocoa butter, and green tea, and they're really thick and rich. But you know how when you put hand cream on, you can't use your phone because it's too greasy? Ours absorbs right away into the skin. And my favorite scent is Winter's A, I don't know if I can say it, a Winter's A Bee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite scent, and I love The Week from Hell. And in the men's collections, I really love the solid colognes. They're made with hemp seed and avocado and shea, and they're really moisturizing, and there's no alcohol and water in them. And I use the men's cologne when I travel because you can just, it's in a tin can. You can just throw it in your bag.
Oh, I love that. And so what's kind of next in store for you? What are some other things that you're hoping to come up with or kind of next things that you're looking forward to in your growth and expansion?
Yes. So we are going to be working on 1 gallon versions of our pet products. So I'm really looking forward to getting those on the market maybe next year.
Ooh, looking forward to that. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today, Leslie. As always, you can find out more about the products at waltonwoodfarm.com.
Thanks again. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.